In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the feast of Saint Blaise, Bishop and Martyr. And after the last gospel and the ending prayers, all of you can come to communion rail to receive the special blessing of the day of Saint Blaise, the blessing where a priest puts two candlesticks on your throat and gives you special blessing against throat diseases and all kinds of diseases which might trouble you during your lifetime. And Saint Blaise in some ways resembles our patron saint of the week, Saint Francis de Sales, as well as the other great bishop, Saint John Chrysostom. If you remember last week, I told that these two bishops were highly intelligent and very well-mannered, and they could have become great doctors, great professionals in the world, and make themselves a big name in the world. But instead, Saint John and Saint Francis rather chose to serve God and use their intelligence and their good deeds all in the service of God's church. So like these two bishops, also today's saint, Saint Blaise, was very intelligent and he was very good in school. And he afterwards, when he had finished his studies, he became a doctor. And but in the healing, in the practice of his profession, Saint Blaise saw so many miseries of life, sicknesses, and hollowness of the worldly joys that Blaise resolved and decided to spend the rest of his days in the service of God. And in this way, being first a healer of bodily sickness, Saint Blaise now became a physician of souls. Priest is very much like a doctor who, instead of giving you healing from your bodily sickness, gives you healing to your soul. He gives you sacraments to you grow in grace and forgiving your sins so that you might truly be healthy and go to heaven after your death. So Saint Blaise, after he became a priest, became highly famous both for his ability to cure bodily sicknesses as well as the sicknesses of soul. And when the bishop in Armenia died, Saint Blaise, for the great satisfaction and joy of that place, was appointed as the new bishop. And he at once showed that he was not only a curer and healer of sicknesses, but he also took his faith very seriously. And Saint Blaise started to instruct his people as much by his example as by his words, showing all kinds of good things and how the people should act well in the world and always remember to pray God for deliverance from all their troubles. And he made many miracles during his time as a bishop, and from all parts of the empire people came seeking him for the cure of both bodily and spiritual illnesses. But then again, because this happened in the Roman Empire, once again the persecution started, and the governor of Armenia, when he had the powers from the emperor to persecute Christians, sought out our saint and seized and hurried him off to prison. And while Saint Blaise was on his way to prison, one mother whose only child was dying of a throat disease, she threw himself at his feet and asked and begged that this great bishop would heal her son. Saint Blaise was touched by the grief of the mother, and he offered his prayers, and immediately the child was cured. And ever since this incident, when Saint Blaise was arrested and led to prison and cured the child, ever since that time, his aid has been invoked in the cases of similar disease, all kinds of illnesses, especially throat sicknesses of the throat. While he was in prison, again Saint Blaise was given an option either to adore false gods or stand firm in his faith. And without any hesitation, he chose to be loyal to God Almighty and to his church. And because of this, he died the death of a martyr in the year 316. Dear children, we see in the life of Saint Blaise how God has given you your body and your abilities and your good hobbies to serve him well and healthy in this life. And you should never be troubled if you don't own too much stuff, if you don't have that many riches or nice and beautiful things, because most of you have had what is a great and one of the greatest blessings in this life, that is a healthy body which you can use in the great service of God. It's always much harder to pray, it's always much harder to do good if you are sick. And when we have good doctors, you should always listen to their instructions. And again, remember that as Saint Blaise was both a doctor and a priest, you also have the great benefit of spending your school days, spending much of your time in the presence of priests, those who can give you not the healing of body, but the most of all, the healing of your soul. A priest is the one who heals your soul, and when you have a healthy body and healthy soul, God can use you in such a great and wonderful ways. Also, just as a last reminder, Lent is fast approaching, and as Saint Blaise had to give up many of those in precious things and many of the wealth he had instead of when he was still in the world, and he changed all of those so that he could consecrate his service to God. Let us also remember the spirit of penance, which is fastly approaching, and that we, because we have been blessed with healthy body and most of all the firmness of Catholic faith, we should give up some of the little things which make us pleasure, so this way to prepare ourselves to be healthy and fervent servants of God on earth, so that we can see him in heaven after our death. May God bless you in the name